love a good podcast here at 2SER, and at Macquarie University, the Words of Wisdom podcast has become a powerhouse of knowledge and inspiration for young women. This podcast, created by the Women Entering Business Society, has been a game changer, offering a space for women to learn and thrive in their careers, all while balancing the demands of university life, from breaking down the federal election in a way that's easy to understand to offering actionable tips on how to slay your first corporate role and diving deep into how you're to find your passion and purpose. Words of Wisdom is all about giving women the tools they need to succeed and the confidence to take on anything. And one of the amazing hosts, Poppy Kaloris, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey, Poppy, how are you?
Hi, Danny. Good, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Thank you so much for joining us here. Was that a pretty good overview of what Words of Wisdom is all about?
Oh, it was perfect. You nailed it on the head.
No, you can bring your lies into the studio anytime you want. Now, what inspired you and the Women Entering Business Society, or the WEB Society, to start this podcast in the first place?
Oh, great question. I think, look, to go back to the to Women Entering Business, we're a female-led society and we're all about empowering women to be the best version of themselves, to overcome things like imposter syndrome, to find confidence within themselves and just bring their best selves to work and to their professional and personal lives as well. So I think what motivated me to join the podcast was I feel quite passionate about engaging in meaningful conversations with people. And I think that building relationships and networking and learning from people that have, you know, been in life before you, who are in corporate roles and senior management roles, and just having key takeaways from them and taking away, all their key life lessons and using that to then empower us as university students, when we go to start our careers.
Why don't I just say your passion for engaging in meaningful conversations puts a lot of pressure on me right now.
Not at all.
Yeah, so you're all about empowering women, especially those entering the business and law fields. Why is it so important to have like the podcast and the wider organisation there doing this sort of work?
So I guess, something that's really important at Web and at the Words of Wisdom is we're all about connecting like-minded female individuals and just connecting, intelligent, strong, ambitious women. And, research shows when it comes to women in the workplace, women are less likely to ask for pay rises. Women are less likely to be successful in asking for those pay rises. Research shows that, when it goes for going for promotions, more likely than not, women will think that they have to have 100% of the qualifications and eligibility to go for those roles, whereas it's more likely that men who may have around 60 to 70% of those qualifications will go for the role. And I guess, looking at the workplace, we still have a national gender pay gap of 11.9%. So I think that, the research is really there about speaking to women in the workplace. And it's not to say that it's not obviously terrible. We have some amazing women in such powerful roles. Recently, I spoke with Sally Kincaid, who is Chief People Officer at the NBN.
Yeah.
And she was obviously a very powerful woman in a very senior role at the NBN. And the beautiful thing about Web and the Words of Wisdom podcast is talking to women in these leadership roles and, learning from their experiences. And,
having these conversations, has it helped you clarify what you want to do? Like putting it out there into the wide world is one of those sort of things that goes like, oh, now I really know what it is that I want to do.
Yeah. And I think it's like just kind of having, I think the beauty of the podcast is having my thought process said out loud in terms of being reflective and looking at what I want my career to look like, what are my interests? Because I think that something that I struggle with is trying to figure out what career pathway I want to take. So I study law and commerce, majoring in marketing, and I'm passionate about both things. And obviously there's so many opportunities that present itself, and I feel as though a lot of other university students have that same issue of not knowing what career path to take, what opportunity to go down. And I think that, speaking those out loud and breaking it down with other industry experts is a good way for university students to learn.
Do you have a bit of general advice that you would give to like a first year student or some coming out of high school who's still trying to figure out what it is they want to do? Or maybe they do sort of know what they want to do, but sort of lack the confidence to take that next step?
Oh, I mean, number one, listen to the Words of Wisdom podcast.
I can tell you're doing a marketing degree.
We have some amazing industry experts. Like, for example, we had Megan Della Camino, who is the CEO of Women's Rising, and she does all this work around building confidence and overcoming your inner critic and taming that voice in your head that tells you that you can't do it. So look to resources, have conversations with people that are in the workplace, but also other conversations with other uni students, like maybe find someone that's doing your degree that's in their final year and take some, Words of Wisdom from them.
That inner critic, that imposter imposter syndrome thing. That's sort of something you're really actively working towards defeating.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And I think even within myself, so with the when we had Megan on the podcast, like I said, the beautiful thing about the podcast is when industry experts draw on these things and even just Megan mentioning your inner critic, I didn't even really realize that I had an inner critic. I mean, I know we all do, but she said to us, listen to the voice in your head and what is it saying and write it down. And for me, something that I felt that was always a voice in my head was that you're not good enough, which, you know, is something that I think everyone suffers from imposter syndrome. But just by recognizing that that is a voice in your head and writing it down is powerful in itself, you know, just knowing that it's there.
Well, this is great work. And if people want to connect with you online, where's the best place for them to go to? I mean, obviously, you're on all of the big podcast formats there. And I'll put links up to where people can connect with Words of Wisdom. But on the socials?
Yeah, so Words of Wisdom on Spotify. And then socials, we are at MQU Web. So that's a Women Entering Web. Business Society.
Something
and
I incorrectly referred to as W-E-B when Web really rolls off the tongue. Why would I do so many syllables when you were like, we can do this in one?
Literally, yeah. So we have all of our podcast content on there, lots of reels, videos, because we video record our podcast as well. So it's great to put a face to some of the voices that you're seeing.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. We will discuss the pro bono stuff a little bit later on at a later date.
I'll be there to help you.
Oh, this is so awesome. Poppy Caloris, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.